FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We start off with this message from Hell's Gate Haunted House in Chicago. Hidden deep in the woods, Hell's Gate Haunted House is a multi-level mansion filled with secret passages, giant slides, ghastly secrets, undead abominations, really nervous groundkeepers, and a darkness that the gate can no longer contain. This is not just a haunted house, it's an adventure. Since you were a kid, you've heard about the haunted house with the giant slide, the one hidden out in the woods. The one where you can win your money back, but you were never able to find it? Until now. It's Hell's Gate Haunted House, and it has returned. This Halloween season, don't go to just any haunted house. Go on an adventure. If you're looking for the best haunted house in Illinois, the scariest haunted house in Chicago, the number one haunted house experience, then you must travel through the zombie-infested woods and across the Lost Souls Cemetery to find Hell's Gate Haunted House. A Legacy Events Zombie Army production. For more information and tickets, visit hellsgate.com. We have some special news from the Shallow Grave Haunted Attraction in Winter Haven, Florida. During opening weekend this Halloween season, the Shallow Grave Haunted Attraction in Winter Haven, Florida is saying thank you to the brave men and women of law enforcement by admitting any member of a Florida police or sheriff's department into the attraction for free. Attraction owner Joe Phillips says, quote, "With so many good police being unfairly portrayed in a negative light lately, we want to reach out to these folks and let them know that we really do appreciate and support them by offering them some free entertainment," unquote. Police officers and department staff who show up to the attraction with an official ID on Friday, September 30th, or Saturday, October 1st, will be admitted to the attraction for free. Any accompanying guests, however, will be charged admission. Get more information and, of course, your tickets at www.theshallowgrave.com. We have a little bit of news on the film Phantasm Ravager. Entertainment Weekly reports that Phantasm Ravager, which promises to give closure to the long-running franchise, will be released into theaters and on digital HD come October 7th. In addition, the J.J. Abrams-supervised 4K restoration of the original Phantasm will screen in cinemas this weekend, September 24th. But that's not all. Per Entertainment Weekly, Phantasm remastered and HD restorations of both 1994's Phantasm III, Lord of the Dead, and 1994's Phantasm IV, Oblivion, will also be released on cable and digital platforms that day. Phantasm Ravager features Reggie Bannister in his decades-long pursuit of the malevolent Tall Man, and it forces him to finally confront the mysteries at the heart of the Phantasm saga. The entire original cast is back, including Michael Baldwin, Bill Thornberry, Cat Lester, and the late Angus Scrimm, along with some new characters. You can catch a trailer for this new film on YouTube. We have a little movie news from actor and friend of the show, Robert Mukes. Actor Robert Mukes co-stars as a behemoth in HBO's upcoming TV series Westworld, premiering on October 2nd. The series is inspired by the 1973 film of the same name, which was written and directed by Michael Crichton. The upcoming TV series, described as sci-fi, horror, western, thriller, and drama, was first announced in 2014 and has been much anticipated. From creators Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy Nolan and producer J.J. Abrams, Westworld describes itself as, quote, "a dark odyssey about the dawn of artificial consciousness and the future of sin," unquote. The story revolves around the futuristic theme park called Westworld, a world where every human appetite can be indulged. It stars Anthony Hopkins, Ed Harris, Evan Rachel Wood, and James Marsden. Mukes is excited to be involved in such a large production with an all-star cast. Mukes travels the horror convention circuit, making appearances for his role in House of a Thousand Corpses, and is currently filming a starring role in Coffin 2, as well as an independent horror film called Valentine's Day Z. An Indiana native, Mukes got a start in acting after a professional basketball career spanning 10 years. At 6'10 and 300 pounds, he has been steadily working as an actor and has established an impressive resume. And on a side note, The Big Scary Show did his very first interview. Congratulations, Robert. We have a little sad news from the Chambers of Horror in Atlanta. Unfortunately, folks, the Chambers of Horror will not be open this season. Due to our search for a new location, we are taking a hiatus and building up the frights, hopefully, to an all-new shocking horror show for 2017. Happy hauntings, Georgia. We'll miss you guys. Keep up with our updates at facebook.com/chambersofhorror. We have a little more sad news from the Industrial Terrorplex in Jeffersonville, Indiana. The Industrial Terrorplex will not be open this 2016 season. We still have not found a building suitable for a haunt our size and quality that our customers expect. Please look for us in the next upcoming season. Happy haunting, and thank you for your continued support. Get updates as they become available at facebook.com/terrorplexky. We have a little news from the third annual Haunted Hearse and Car Show in Las Vegas. Hearse lovers unite. Join us for the third year of celebrating Halloween in true Vegas style. On October 7th and 8th, bring us your haunted hearses, awful ambulances, creepy caddies, hell-raising hot rods, and other wicked wheels to the Circus Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Car Show awards and prizes. Killer music provided by DJ Michael Toast. This is a family event, so bring the kids for the Halloween costume contest. Fun food and beverages, special hotel rates available for the weekend, and early bird hotel rates are available, as well as early bird vehicle and vendor registration pricing. Get more information at the Circus Hotel's website. We received this message from the Honey Shack Haunted Attraction in Powder Springs, Georgia. Deep in the North Georgia mountains, there's an old roadside tourist stop that has been there for generations. The past few years have not been kind to the Honey Shack. The interstate tore its way through the hills and they lost their daily bread and butter. The Scruggs family will do anything to get people to stop and buy their tank of gas, fresh honey, and mountain souvenirs before they head off into the hills. During Halloween, they put on their very own haunted house to celebrate the season as their blood relations have done for generations. Over the years, missing persons reports have scattered the area, and locals have been known to hear strange noises coming from the property. You're invited in to tour the Halloween Spook House. What horrors await you there? Are you brave enough to visit the Honey Shack Haunted House? Experience the small-town terror of the Honey Shack Haunted House, 3217 New Mackland Road in Powder Springs, Georgia. $20 admission, 17 nights from September 30th to October 31st. Open from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. and 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Get more info at thehoneyshack.com. We have a little news from the Hellview Cemetery in St. Petersburg, Florida, via WFTS in Tampa Bay. Hellview Cemetery is a place in St. Pete sure to make you scream. The spooky spot's been scaring visitors for 19 years. It started as a small Halloween display and morphed into a massive haunted maze with actors jumping out at every turn. Quote, "I couldn't afford to take my kids to Halloween Horror Nights or Hollow Scream. We wanted a cheap alternative, so we made our own," said Mark Muncie, owner of Hellview Cemetery. Muncie's family starts building displays in May to transform their backyard into your worst nightmare, all for some frightening fun. But this year, for the first time ever, a neighbor complained. So the city of St. Pete started issuing code violations, and just weeks ago, the city said Muncie would need a new, different kind of permit that he usually gets to run Hellview Cemetery. He still tried to get the new permit, but it was denied. With no time to fight it and still get this year's display together, it just became cost impossible, said Muncie. The doom and gloom without Hellview is also affecting a local charity. The Kind Mouse brings kids to help with the haunt, and Hellview donates hundreds of dollars to the group each year. This is a tough time of the year for all the nonprofits because there's so many events in the fall, you have to get sponsorships and stuff. It's difficult and challenging, particularly for a newer organization like ours, says Stan Wilkins, the Kind Mouse Board Vice President. Hellview's hoping the community will donate to help the Kind Mouse fill the gap, and it's betting this cemetery will raise from the dead next year in a new location. We're certainly not gone for good. Hellview Cemetery is just like all the other lost cemeteries in St. Petersburg. They tend to come back every once in a while, Muncie said. If you'd like to help the Kind Mouse, their annual fundraising is coming up soon. It's set for Friday, October 7th at 6:30 at Ferg's in St. Pete. You can learn more at thekindmouse.org or facebook.com/kindmouse. We have a little bit of news from the Godzilla franchise. The iconic science fiction monster Godzilla makes landfall in the U.S. and Canada this October with the North American theatrical release of Shin Godzilla from Toho Company Limited. Fans have been clamoring for news of the film's theatrical dates since Funimation Films made its surprise acquisition announcement in July at San Diego Comic-Con. The company revealed that Shin Godzilla will roar into theaters for a limited engagement October 11th through the 18th, screening in more than 440 theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Fans will not want to miss this limited theatrical event. In advance of the movie's opening, Funimation will be hosting two premieres of Shin Godzilla on October 3rd in Los Angeles and October 5th in New York before opening on the day of New York Comic-Con. Additional details on these two events will be announced. To purchase tickets, locate a theater in your city, or find more information on Shin Godzilla, visit funimationfilms.com/Shin Godzilla. That's S-H-I-N Godzilla. Here's this news from Spooky Empire in Orlando, Florida. Spooky Empire is the ultimate weekend for horror fans of all ages. Where else can you meet and mingle with your favorite horror movie and TV stars? Buy any collectible you can imagine from your choice of over 200 vendors and artists. See new and upcoming films as well as your old favorites. Take part in one of the largest zombie walks. Get tattooed by some of the best artists from around the world. And of course, party till your heart's content or until you puke. And that doesn't even list half the events that go on during this non-stop weekend of horrors. This year meets such stars as Robert Englund, Kane Hodder, Doug Bradley, Weird Al Yankovic, cast members from Stranger Things, and many, many more. Get all the information about Spooky Empire happening October 7th through the 9th at the Orange County Convention Center at SpookyEmpire.com. We received this message from Nightmare at Beaver Lake in Sammamish, Washington. The forested trails at Sammamish's Beaver Lake Park are about to get a little spooky. Nightmare at Beaver Lake returns to send shivers down the spines of attendees, young and old, starting October 14th. There are 10 show dates this year. As in years past, the more mild family scare goes from 7 to 7:45, while the full scale follows from 8 p.m. to close. Tickets are $12 for the family scare and $18 for the full scare. Nightmare at Beaver Lake runs for 3 weeks, October 14th through the 16th, 21st through the 23rd, and 28th through the 31st. Shows run from 7 to 11 p.m., except for Sundays and Halloween when they go from 7 to 10 p.m. There are plenty of volunteer spots available for everything from acting to security. See the full list of opportunities and get more information at nightmareatbeaverlake.com. And finally, we have some news on the late, great Forrest J. Ackerman via LosFelizLedger.com. The intersection of Franklin and Vermont Avenues in Los Angeles may soon be known as Forrest J. Ackerman Square, thanks to an August motion by Los Angeles City Councilman David Ryu. The square would honor Ackerman, a lifetime Angeleno best known for coining the term sci-fi. Ackerman, referred to affectionately as Uncle Forry by friends and fans, founded and edited Famous Monsters of Filmland, a magazine that reportedly inspired such greats as Guillermo del Toro, Steven Spielberg, and Peter Jackson to become filmmakers. According to Ackerman's longtime friend and business advisor, Sean Fernald, del Toro was so inspired by the magazine as a child that he once visited Ackerman at his home to ask if he would adopt him. Famous Monsters was a beacon in the dark for horror and science fiction fans, said Fernald. Before the internet, it was the only way for sci-fi nerds to know that others shared their interest. One such fan was Paul Davids, who directed The Sci-Fi Boys, a 2006 documentary about the countless contemporary filmmakers who were inspired by Ackerman. Davids first met Ackerman as a teenager when he won an amateur filmmaking contest sponsored by Famous Monsters. According to Davids, that encounter solidified his interest in filmmaking and spawned a 50-year friendship. Forey had a large hand in inspiring and molding all the kids who became our great filmmakers. As one of Los Angeles's native sons, we should be honoring him, said Davids. According to Joe Moe, Ackerman's best friend, and during his later years his caregiver, Ackerman was the Johnny Appleseed of science fiction, sowing the seeds of sci-fi fandom in young filmmakers and encouraging them to pursue their craft. Forey was that rare figure in show business that truly was about other people, says Moe. His spirit of generosity continues to inspire others to throw their hats in the ring. The notion of honoring Ackerman with a city square was first brought up in March at a meeting of the city's Cultural Heritage Commission, where a group called Concerned Citizens of Los Feliz tried and failed to gain historical status for a bungalow on Russell Avenue, which Ackerman called home for the final 6 years of his life. Ackerman referred to the bungalow as his Acker Mini Mansion, in reference to the Acker Mansion, his former home on Glendower Avenue in the Hollywood Hills. Ackerman possessed a massive movie memorabilia collection and would open his Glendower Avenue home to the public each Saturday as an unofficial science fiction museum. He continued the tradition, albeit with a smaller collection, when he moved to Russell Avenue in 2002. Although the commission ruled the bungalow did not represent a strong enough connection with Ackerman to qualify for historic status, they suggested the city instead designate the corner of Hillhurst and Russell Avenues as a square in his honor. According to the Concerned Citizens of Los Feliz member Alexandra Kondracki, representatives for RIU approached the group immediately following the commission hearing to discuss next steps for designating the square. We're totally thrilled about Ackerman Square, said Kondracki. We feel like we've got a great councilman who's really listening to us. If the motion is passed, the designation of the square, along with a public ceremony, is planned for November 24th to coincide with what would have been Ackerman's 100th birthday, according to RIU spokesman Esteban Montemayor. Additionally, Ackerman's hand and footprints can be seen in front of the Vista Theater on Hillhurst Avenue and Sunset Drive, where he had a lifetime free movie pass. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls, gantom.com. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live at the Scares That Care weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia. Great charity convention. Lots of people being helped, checking out all the celebrities, all the cool things, and being a kid of the 80s, I love going to a good old-fashioned comedies that the kids would say old-fashioned nowadays. One of my very favorites was Better Off Dead, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Love those movies. One of the stars, Diane Franklin, who looks like it's probably 1985 still. She doesn't look a day over 29.
Oh, you're being totally excellent, aren't you?
I'm trying my best, but boy howdy, you know, it's an honor to have you here. Welcome to Scares of Care. Welcome to Williamsburg and all the humidity and heat that we brought here.
Oh, thank you so much. I am so honored to be on the show.
Excellent. Excellent. So tell me how the fans have been reacting. I don't see you on the convention circuit that often, so I've got to ask, when you do a show like this, what are people mostly talking to you about? Is it something like, you know, Terror Vision, because that's the horror aspect? Are they talking about Bill and Ted? What are they talking to you about?
Well, you know, it's funny because I've done a bunch of conventions now, and I'm always surprised at the different things people are interested in. You know, like people would say to me, oh, do people come just for one film? And there's such a wide range of films that people are interested in. And I think that really makes me really happy because it means that people are looking at different genres, and I have a wider scope of films. So I can get people who like horror, which is Amityville Part 2, The Possession, and Terror Vision. And then I get people who love comedies, and I get those people love Better Off Dead and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. And then there are people who love the drama, but then also sort of sex comedy sort of thing, was with Last American Virgin. And also I've done a lot of television work with a movie that we called Summer Girl. If you were in the 80s, you probably have seen me somewhere acting.
I was a teenager growing up in the 80s, turned 13 in 1980, so yes, lots and lots of your films, and a lot of boys my age became men watching your films, I'm sure.
And you know, it's so funny for me because I started when I was really little, and I started in the business, and my main time was in the 80s, and so I put out this book because I thought, if you're not from the 80s and you wanted to learn about it, I wanted to put out something that people would be able to read. Like, if you were a teenager now and you had no idea what the 80s were like and how the people spoke, that it would be something that would be fun and you could read and you could go, oh my gosh, this is what it was like.
My parents were like, wow, it's like they grew up in this.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think, you know, as I was growing up, I thought, oh, life's always going to be like it is in the 80s, and it's not.
Don't we wish it could be, though?
So the first thing I was going to say is I have a book on Amazon. It's called Diane Franklin, The Excellent Adventures of the Last American French Exchange Babe of the 80s. Yes.
That's got to win some kind of longest title award or something.
I hope so. But it does, I wrote it so that people know, obviously, like, when I was acting, nobody really knew my name. I mean, even though it's really simple.
You were always that girl from that movie.
Exactly. And that's how the business was in the 80s. It wasn't a time where people were celebrities. You kept your name on the low because you didn't want people to, you wanted to get more work, and so you didn't want to be associated as yourself. You wanted to be always people to watch the movie. The movie comes first, not you, okay? So, I mean, things change. Like today, like, you know, you find somebody's famous and you go watch that movie because that famous person's in it. It's not so much like, oh my gosh, I love this movie and the acting is so amazing. I don't even know who that is. So what happened was I wrote this book. And I'm trying. So if you put Diane Franklin book and you put it on Amazon, you'll find it. But I'm writing another book, and actually it's almost done. And I'd like to have it. I'm trying to get it out in August because it's just like the right timing for everything. This book is going to be unbelievable.
And like, do tell.
Oh, it's insane. But the thing is, I don't want to say anything about it yet because I want it. It's all going to come out, and it's going to be like this explosion.
It's not Diane Franklin's explosion, is it?
No, but it's totally excellent.
Is it something directed by Michael Bay?
No, dang no.
Because kaboom, everything.
Right, exactly.
Know.
I should. That would be fun. But the first book, it talks about my career and how I became an 80s actress. I didn't have connections. How do you even get into a star in a film? How does that even happen? So that talked about my career. But then this book is about how I affected the world in the 80s. I affected 80s culture in a very big way. And so it's a kind of a surprise. It's going to be kind of amazing. So if you have a Twitter account, go to Diane Franklin 80 and you know, friend. I don't know, friendly. What is it? Join Twitter. Or
follow you.
I don't know.
You're verified with the blue check.
Yeah.
Everybody
oh,
wants a blue check.
You know what? I'm not verified yet. There. I actually just I know, right? They didn't verify me, and I'm like, it's me, guys. So I just, in fact, 2 days ago, submitted for a verification. But if you go to Diane Franklin 80, that I promise is me. Or you could.
That was the year you were born, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Sure.
Well, you said you started young.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's it. And you can also go to follow me on Facebook, and you'll see a picture from me from Better Off Dead. And if you do that, then that's where you're going to find out about the book and the title and how to get it.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to go through Amazon again. I may go through Barnes & Noble. We'll see. But it's so amazing. So I honestly would not recommend anything that I couldn't back and that I personally wouldn't think is, that I personally wouldn't find interesting. And it's really a great, great thing. So aside from that, I'm working on a film right now. On top of it, I actually got a role. I have like a few more days left on this film called Waking Nightmare. And I play this mom named Danielle, and my daughter is, her name is Shelley Regner, and she is plays one of the Bellas in the Pitch Perfect movies.
Okay.
So you'll see her, and she is wonderful. And the story is about a girl who commits murders while she sleepwalks. But it's a thriller, and it's not... it's not really gory. It's more of like a great plot, and I am heavily involved in the story. So, and my husband is played by Jameson Newlander, and he is he was in Lost Boys.
Yes.
And David Naughton is in it.
David's been on our show. Great guy.
Oh, he's so awesome. David's going to be in it, and he plays a doctor in the show. And then who else? Maybe they got Corey Feldman, I'm not sure. But there's a few 80s people coming back.
I was going to say, that you don't get much more 80s than Corey Feldman.
Yeah, right? So, but I would say this, if you watch this film, I think you're going to be scared. You're going to be scared of me. You're going to be scared.
That would completely destroy my entire 30-plus year history of loving all the things that you did back in those days.
Yeah, just stay in the 80s. It's all good.
If I could live in the 80s, I would.
Yeah.
Totally.
It was great. I mean, the 80s were totally excellent. They were. So that's basically the deal. I'm doing another convention in October in Louisiana. And that is Louisiana Comic Con. And trying to think. Oh, and then I'm supposedly, this is actually might be interesting to you. In November 2017, I'm supposedly going to the Dominican Republic for this show called 80s in the Sand. And Deborah Foreman, who is in Valley Girl, is going to go there with me. And it's going to be an 80s week.
Ooh.
Like a whole week of 80s bands and 80s, Downtown Julie Brown is going to be there.
You need an assistant.
I know, right? I'm like, well, I'll keep you on the list, right?
I'll give you my card when this is over.
Okay, right. It's just going to be super fun. So I'm supposed to go down to for a tremendously awesome, fun weekend for 80s in the Sand. So if you're interested in it, go online, 80s in the Sand. And I'm excited because Deborah Foreman and I were acting at the same time, but it's going to be like the Last American Virgin meets the Valley Girl.
It's an interesting combination.
Totally 80s.
Well, it sounds like you're just having a grand old time. You're coming to conventions, meeting all the fans. You had a very exuberant fan here a few minutes ago and all that.
I'm very fortunate. I'm so excited. And I would say this, you know, I'm really lucky that people still remember me. I don't take it for granted. I honestly think it's a moment in time. And so I'm just happy that people are getting... You know, they're actually going back in memories and being able to think about the old days and go back to these movies and have some fun. You know?
It looks like I'm going to have to break out my VHS collection.
Yes.
And have a great John Cusack and, you know, Keanu Reeves and everything Diane Franklin
weekend. You going to have to tell the audience what a VHS is?
yeah, actually, ironically enough, they're actually not... There's actually a company, it's a division of Sanyo, is making the very last VHS players this year.
Oh, my gosh,
who
yes.
knew they were still being made?
I'm
but...
holding on to mine.
Oh, God, me too.
You have to hold on. Remember, don't just save the VHSs, save the machines.
Absolutely.
And the way to play them because, you know.
There's a lot of movies that have never yet gone to DVD or anything like that. So a lot of those classics are still only on VHS. So
it's,
you better keep those players, folks.
And I can't believe the films that I've done have gone on.
A lot of them have stood the test of time. It's fantastic. So
everyone be totally excellent. And remember, I'll just do this with a French accent now. Remember, kick ass.
Absolutely. Diane Franklin, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here on The Big Scary Show. Once again, for people who want to follow your career, the upcoming films, the 80s in the Sand, all that kind of stuff, how can they get that information with the social medias and
all right, that? On Twitter, go to Diane Franklin 80, not 80s. On Instagram, you can go to Diane to be with you, DianeBeTo. YOU, right?
Sounds good to me.
Right? And on Facebook, my Facebook account got filled up. Sadly, I tried to open another one, and they just cut it down. I lost like 2,000 people. We're just like completely like, what's happening? But if you follow me then on Facebook, you'll see a picture, a color picture of Better of Dead of me. Follow me on my fan page, then I will let you know what's happening. And there's lots
Fantastic.
Happening.
And, of course, best of luck with the book, plus the new book that's coming out.
Thank
and
you.
People can buy the current book, The Excellent Adventures of the Last American French Exchange, Babe of the 80s, on Amazon and all that. And we'll, of course, be looking for the new one coming out.
Thank you so much. I am so grateful that you did this. This is a great show, Big Scary Show. I'm a big fan. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Diane Franklin. My name is Drew Badger. We are here at the Scares at Care Weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia. My name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show, and we're out. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at bigscaryshow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.